Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
At what point does a car bomb stop being a relic of a crime and become art? A rusting, crumpled car that was salvaged from the 2007 bombing of the historic Al-Mutanabi Street Book Market in Baghdad that killed 38 people is now on display at London's Imperial War Museum. It's being presented by the Turner Prize-winning artist Jeremy Deller. It's called Baghdad, 5 March 2007. It's been featured previously in his U.S. project, It Is What It Is. We're joined now by Roger Tolson. He's the head of collections at London Imperial War Museum. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, what attracted your museum to featuring this particular piece?
Because it's an extraordinary object, and it tells so many really important stories about contemporary conflict and its impact on citizens. It's an object from the conflict in Iraq, and we're, as a museum, trying to collect all aspects of conflict, its impact on individuals, on society, on nations, and this particular object is full of resonances, full of stories.
Well, can you tell me, has Jeremy Deller altered the car in any way?
No, not at all. Not deliberately, actively. It's not a work of art. It is an exhibit, like any other exhibit we have in our main atrium. We have tanks and we have planes on display. And this crumpled and very fragile piece of twisted metal just sits there amongst all these shiny military equipment. It's a very disarming piece. Jeremy took it on tour, as you mentioned, and it's been shaken about a bit, but it's not been distorted or altered in any deliberate way.
And have you gotten reaction from people who've come and seen it?
We have, almost immediately. We opened the doors to the public yesterday at 10 to the and it's the first object that our visitors see as they walk into the museum in London. One of the first visitors in, a very elderly man, was staring at it for a long time, looking at me, reading the interpretation, and I entered into conversation with him, and he said, "This object doesn't make me feel good." And I think that's exactly it. It's a disturbing piece, and it's important for us to be telling the story about the impact of conflict, and it's been a... You know, although it's a disturbing piece, the reaction from people I've spoken to so far about us displaying it has been overwhelmingly positive.
I did read one comment from a visitor who said that having it at the front of the museum changed their view of all of the other things in the museum and the tanks and other weaponry that they saw as they went into the war museum, that seeing the car first made them think first about the consequences of war.
If that's what they said, that is a... For me, is what we try to achieve. I think it's great that people have been able to articulate that. It's a very, very exciting project for the museum.
How long will it be there?
We'll have it on display in London until Easter next year, and then it goes to our museum in Manchester. It's now part of our permanent collection, so we'll be planning to display it as frequently as we can.
Donated by the New Museum in New York. We just spoke with Roger Tolson. He's the head of collections at London's Imperial War Museum, where they are now displaying a car that was salvaged from the 2007 bombing in Baghdad that killed 38 people. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you.